everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 5, Episode 48. We've done 48. How many of these have we done in lockdown?
Feels like forever.
Yeah, when we start? March, maybe? February? I don't recall. So, April. What?
April, probably.
Most of them have happened this way. Anyway, welcome to Radio Labyrinth, the Gen X pop culture podcast that covers any and all things movies, TV, radio, podcasts, as long as we like them. I'm your host, Tim Andrews, a regional semi-famous Atlanta radio personality. My co-hosts are Stephanie Swain, Jeff Leboff, and Dustin Lawler, our web guru, our Jamie, if you dare, or if you will, right? I want to call you our Jamie, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
And to get that, you have to know who Jamie is, and that would be the guy that's Joe Rogan's gopher. But you're not a gopher. You're more than that.
And he wishes he was Jamie. Jamie's getting paid.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
To live in Texas, working in toaster oven. What, Jeff?
More of a groundhog than a gopher.
Yeah, more than definitely. Or an otter, maybe. Hey, we have a new Patreon member, a returning Patreon member. Our friend Angel, also known as Hemp Huntress, has joined in and is now supporting us. You could become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You get all sorts of wonderful perks like stickers and pins, occasional giveaways. And starting in 2021, we are going to allow people to join us and watch the show being recorded right here on the little Zoom thing. More on that later. She sent us a message, and I think you guys are going to like this. We did recently the recasts that we've been doing for Patreon members, and we did Glengarry Glen Ross, and she wrote, "One of my absolute favorite movies, Coffee is for Closers. Great job, guys. Love this." And since we very rarely get messages from Patreon members on Patreon, I want to say, read another one. This one comes from Denise Reynolds, and she says, "Hi. Happy Thanksgiving. Just listened to the latest episode and haven't heard the show Industry mentioned. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's kind of like Billions for Gen Z. Lots of nudity and drug use, so that's good for Jeff. It's on HBO. Too embarrassing to watch with others."
I watched the first one, and I had nothing to say about it. It was directed by Lena Dunham. So you're out.
Well, I don't know if she directed it and isn't in it, and you don't have to see her. Maybe I would like it.
Plus the nudity she's talking about is like schlong and jizz.
Okay, then I'm
out.
I mean, I
watched one. That's one. Enough.
What?
I watched one. That was enough.
Not enough jizz for you?
No, way too much jizz for my personal
opinion. What do you mean jizz? What are you talking about? They actually show it in a TV show? No
jizz on a TV show.
Is it real or fake?
I'm sure it's fake.
Well.
You only want to watch real jizz.
Yeah, I wanna watch. Yeah, I only want to see the real thing. Hey, so this is Thanksgiving week, right? And we're all going to be spending it with our loved ones. You know, over the something and through the woods to grandmother's house we go to bring her COVID so she dies and we get all shit. No, everybody's staying home. We're staying home. It's just going to be my wife Caitlin and I, and we are going to. I bought a turkey. I bought the brine. I got to do everything myself. You know, make the turkey and stuffing, you know, took some shortcuts, but I got some other things going on. Like I'm not making a pumpkin pie, but how about you guys? Are you traveling? What are you doing?
Making my traditional Thanksgiving bologna sandwich.
You want a sandwich?
A bologna sandwich. Aren't you going to make yourself a garbage plate?
No, I didn't get the stuff for it.
Oh, what about you, Steph?
We were going back and forth about going to my in-laws' house just because, I mean, we don't want to kill them, but then we don't want them to die alone. So, I mean, what do?
Right. Well, do they make good pumpkin pie?
No. Oh, no, they don't make good anything. No. I mean, if anything, we'll just like bring something to eat. Because if you say you're cooking, then they want to get in on the mix. And my mother-in-law, God love her, all she has to do is look at food and her hair falls into it. I mean, I swear to God, she handed me a bowl of ice cream and it had a fucking hair in it. I was like, God damn it, you're just not allowed to touch any food at all. So we won't eat anything that they make because it always has a hair in it.
So it's like that Good Times episode where the lady upstairs was making food with cat food in it?
Yeah, something like that. But then we also feel like she might have a little bit of Munchausen syndrome and she may be poisoning us because we always get sick.
Okay.
So there's also that.
So... not over the something and what is the line, goddammit? Over the something
over the river.
Okay, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go with a bunch of food that's tainted with hair and COVID, don't you know? Grandma's
but getting... my in-laws are great. We love them.
It's not one of those Fargo pecan pies that makes everybody puke.
At the Epicac pecan pie?
Yeah.
This is channel on YouTube. It's either called Eating History or Tasting History or something like that. And the guy made a traditional pumpkin pie recipe from the 1600s in North America. And boy, it looks very complicated and tough. I'll find out the actual name of the channel and send it to Dustin. So if you're watching this on YouTube, it'll pop up. But it's they took the pie and the pumpkin. Like, you got to get a pumpkin and you got to skin it and then cut it in half, take all the shit out of it. Then you slice it up and you take a pie crust, you put apple slices down, and you put the pumpkin in it, and then it's got all sorts of spices and weird shit. The guy cooked it, so it's not like a custardy pie, which is the kind of pumpkin pie I like, but I'm up for the challenge. I think so.
So you're gonna make a 500-year-old pie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll probably taste like a 500-year-old pie. There's like sage and rosemary and thyme and Simon and Garfunkel. Hey, Dustin, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Here at the house, me and the kids and the missus, mother-in-law may come. She's by herself. So
she's been
the only person. We've had contact with her a few times through this whole mess, but, you know, we're going to chance it and have her over, but that's about it.
They're going to come by her house and throw a pack of the sliced Kroger turkey.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a newspaper boy. There you go. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, that's good.
I feel like people are more worried this time around than they were last time around. That's the feeling I've been getting.
Well, you mean like at Easter? Yeah, because at Easter, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go eat ham.
Right. Now it's like there's a lot more people that you didn't know had, and all these people have it now. Like around, I mean, like all these people at my job, all their family. Like every time I turn around, somebody's got fucking COVID.
Are they sick or are they just to like have a flu?
They have a flu.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, you never know. Are you going to be the one that kills the next person they right. terrify you with? So,
no, I know the news. Look, you have all these ridiculous, like in the state of Pennsylvania, which Jeff and I are from, has turned into a colossal shithole with a like fascist governor. Like, you can't, they're closing down the liquor stores and they're closing down bars. You can't go pick up a six pack, even to take home and drink in your own house. And then they have these ridiculous, like, no singing at your table and you can't talk to your neighbor. And so I did a little digging into Pennsylvania's government. Now, I've known that they have a governor, Governor Wolf or whatever. They have this lieutenant governor Jeff told me about. He only wears plain clothes. He's like the communist that Elaine dated on Seinfeld. He wears like gray shirts. He looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. And he lives at a car dealership. And I don't know how the fuck he got elected. They don't have a runoff system. So he got 38% of the primaries. I looked into this shit. And then they have that nice lady.
She's a socialist.
Yeah, that too. He's a socialist. But then they have that nice lady who runs the health thing or whatever, that nice lady who's originally from Massachusetts. And you have to say nice lady or you'll get canceled, thrown into a dungeon. But that lady is an adult. Anyway, fuck Pennsylvania. Jesus Christ. In all these states where most people are smart enough, right? Don't you think most people are smart enough? Like, we live in Georgia.
It wouldn't be exploding right now if people were smart enough.
Well, who knows if it even really is as much as they say it is. My question is like, we live in a state where you can do what you want pretty much and go wherever you want. And most people aren't. Like all four of us, we just said, we're going to stay home and we're not going to, you know, give it to other people. So it's just nuts. I'm just tired of this shit. I'm getting fatigue, COVID fatigue.
I'm not really a good case study for that because I don't go anywhere even when there's not a pandemic. So
I just go to my parents' house, you know, said I don't go. And, you know, sometimes I'll go over to Sean and Lisa's, but we sit outside, you know.
Yeah. Some of us, I think, have really enjoyed having the pandemic as an excuse not to do things.
Well,
I know, yeah. I have.
I wish the roads would go back to the way they were early on in the pandemic, because now you drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like fucking nothing's going on. Traffic sucks.
Yeah. It was like a Sunday after Christmas for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Like nobody on the streets at all. And my job, we're considered essential. So honestly, my work habits have been exactly the same. I've been out as much as I, you know, did for work, and I see people. I'm in a service industry, so I see people 30, 40 homes a day.
Wow.
And So yeah, it's been real nerve wracking as far as worrying about it. But at a certain point, I just had to, you know, set that aside and do my job. And that seemed really cool for a while. But the longer it goes on, the more it's kind of, you know.
You got that tank of COVID there spraying all over people's yards, right?
Yeah.
Now, our pest guy told me they've had a huge surge in people, like, over the summertime. He said he was going out and spraying mosquitoes more than ever before because all these people were convinced they were going to get COVID from the mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are at home, and they just want to service their home now that they're there. It's things they wouldn't have normally done. They've had life to deal with, you know, in years past. So when they're stuck home and they see one, you know, one roach or one, you know, spider in their house, and they're like, service, you know, bring me service.
One spider been hanging out and having a good time all this time.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on? I've been here for years.
We have, I sit out in the carport a lot because, you know, I smoke and yeah, I'm going to quit, whatever. But, you know, so I see the neighbors when they walk by, and there's some neighbors down the street who, you know, they know that I work in radio, and, you know, hey, they ask me questions. What's going on with your radio station, man? They're getting a little liberal. And I'm like, I don't know. Don't talk to me about that. But the one guy came up my driveway and was like 4 feet from me. He goes, yeah, we just got back from the Trump rally in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, okay, none of you people were masked. I got up and I walked away and I put on my mask. I'm like, he goes, oh, you're still doing that? I'm like, yeah, I'm still doing this. Sorry, but you were just at a Trump rally with thousands and thousands of people and none of those fuckers wore masks. And earlier in the week, there was a big rally down at the Capitol building with Alex Jones. What's that?
The Stop the Steal rally.
Yeah, yeah. It was Alex Jones and some guy named Ali who looks like Sammy Davis Jr. And then shyster, I don't know what you call him. He's that Vernon Jones, who's that Democrat guy from DeKalb County who's all of a sudden loves President Trump. I don't know what his deal is. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But my point is that none of them in the Capitol building, hundreds and hundreds of people on steps, no masks. Alex Jones barking out his bullshit, no mask. So if you're going to any of these things and you're going to stop by to talk to me, please tell me you've been to them. And, you know, I know you're not going to wear a mask, but I'm putting mine on. I may even put on the face shield. I have a Mandalorian helmet. I'm going to start wearing that around.
This is the way.
No, that I don't have one, but they have a Boba Fett helmet at TJ Maxx. It's on sale. You know, that's where you get the discount Star Wars toys. So I'm going to go buy that and wear that around.
Sweet.
Because these, I've been told these gaiters don't, is that how you say it? Gator?
Yeah.
Apparently don't work.
Yeah, those were the second masks ruled out by the CDC after the ones that you gave me that have the port in the front.
Oh, they have the hole in the front? Yeah. Tail on
there. That was the first one ruled out by the CDC, and then the second one was those.
Why don't these work?
Because when you breathe, it actually disperses the air that you're exhaling out. I mean, it doesn't filter it as much.
Also, it's like putting your finger on a faucet.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
We wear those every day.
What, gaiters?
Yeah, that's what we wear every day.
I just wear a black surgical mask.
Mm. I buy the disposable ones and wear them for like a week and then throw it out.
I refuse to buy a fashion mask. I won't do it. I won't commit to this. I don't give a shit. If it goes on for 10 years, I will never fucking buy one because I refuse to admit that this is how it's going to be.
Well, I was thinking the other day that they keep saying this is the new normal. It's going to become the normal. And that's just nothing we can do about it. I'm an optimist, as you can tell. Anyway, So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, if you're listening to this before Thanksgiving. For those of you who are daring it and you're all getting together and you're going to have a big big family to do, good for you. Please be safe and give me your phone number and the address so I can report you. Oh, that's the other thing they're doing in all these states. It's like they have snitch lines. Would you really snitch on your neighbors? My neighbors have more than five people at their house. I'm going to call the police.
Up there, neighbors had a huge fucking party last weekend. Huge.
Yours did?
Yeah, last Saturday.
Oh, in that complex? You live in an apartment complex.
Yeah, there was literally 50 fucking people up there.
Oh, God. Did you call the cops?
No, I thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if you snitch on somebody's Thanksgiving, you should kill yourself. Honestly.
At least punch yourself in the balls.
Well, most people are going to know it's five, one of five people. you know, if you get turned in, it's one of five people, the three across the street or the one on either side.
Right. And you have to be careful who you call the cops on these days, because, you know, you don't want that. You don't want the bounce back from that. You don't want to have to
And even every day you read it something else that, oh, it's going to be from a small gathering. But wait, let's not discount restaurants and workplaces. But that's also not so. I mean, shut up. I mean,
shut up and go to Applebee's.
Leave the house and you go somewhere. You're risking it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Especially if you live in DeKalb County. Okay. Hey, I'm just being honest. Listen, speaking of masks and shit, we have a brand new masks on our store, and that link will also be in the YouTube video. And it'll, if you drill down in the podcast notes, it'll be there as well. Jeff designed a really cool Starbucks-esque Radio Labyrinth logo, incorporating our original logo in with theirs and making it a different color. But I put it on a face covering, so you can get that from Store Frontier. And be on the lookout, because by next week, there'll be brand new t-shirts available for you to give to your friends and loved ones for Christmas. How about that? Also, this year, remember what I did last year with the customized video greetings and everybody wanted Trump? I guess I'll still do that. I'm sure less people will want that. I don't know, but it'll be available. Anyway, holiday season is kicking off this week. And from now until, I don't know, sometime before Christmas, I'm offering customized video greetings. Any character that you know I do or have done is available to you. And maybe some that I haven't ever done. You just have to ask me. Like, I didn't know I could do Bill Engvall, but I found out I could do Bill Engvall. Not Bill Engvall. Louis Grizzard. Somebody said, can you do Louis Grizzard? So I listened to him and then I did a video and it turned out to sound like him. So anything like that, just hit me up, send me an email. tim.andrews1970@gmail.com is my email address. So let me know.
Can I pay $25 to get you to do a concession speech as Trump?
I fuck all of you. He's going to turn everything over to Biden, but he's never going to concede. So that's just the way it's going to be. He needs a launching pad for a stupid network or... Right. They did a poll this. I don't want to talk about it anymore after this, but they did a poll this week and he's at the top of the poll for 2024. That will, of course, change because it's 4 years from now. He'll be 76 years old. And by then we'll have an ass full of old men in the White House. So I'm talking like deathly ill old men.
I just wish that I would like to see him do a concession speech where he does say what he just wants to say.
Yeah. I could see it. But Joe Biden's a piece of shit. And,
exactly, all of it.
Stole this fucking election from me. Oh, God. Fuck. What was I going to say? Hang on a second. One more thing, and then we can move on properly. There is a new movie coming out with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane and Ellen Barkin. Are you guys familiar with this?
No, I'm not 100 years old.
It's very violent and gritty, right?
Yeah, it looks very, and besides, when you have Kevin Costner and Diane Lane are playing husband and wife, they also recently played Superman's parents. So they're Clark Kent's parents. But anyhow, their new movie's called Let Him Go, and their son dies and their daughter-in-law marries some other fuck and takes their grandkids, so they go anyway. But I wanted to point this out. Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning on Fox 5, Good Day Atlanta, you can watch Caitlin interview Diane Lane. So check that out.
Cool.
I mean, what do you do? Watch that stupid parade? I mean, that parade sucks anyway, and it's going to suck even more this year because there's no people there. So we're still going to show you that parade on NBC. So here's some shitty Broadway fucking awful song that you hate anyway.
Did she sneak in some Streets of Fire questions?
And I was sending her questions like, ask her what she liked that line from The Outsiders when Matt Dillon leans over the movie theater seat and goes, hey, I want to know if those are your eyebrows. I want to know if is that your real red hair. Is that the same red hair you have on your these eyebrows right here?
I want to hear about the sex scene with her and Richard Gere and Unfaithful that went on for like 4 hours.
Hey, so you're still waiting for your husband to come home from that sailing trip with Mark Wahlberg? But that movie does look good. You don't have to be 100 years old to watch grandparents kick ass.
My whole family is obsessed with this Yellowstone show that Costner's on.
I know young people that like it. We have a friend in Korea.
Yeah, a lot of people like it.
That's what I mean. Like my nephew, he's 14. He loves it.
What, Jeff?
I tried to tell you about it when it first started. I thought you'd be into it.
I haven't watched it. Is it good?
I haven't watched it either, but I thought it was your kind of thing.
Is it better than that show? Is it like that show out of Wyoming that we watched?
Longmire? I don't know. It seemed like it was maybe going to be in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it a bit.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It's all right. It's got that girl in it that I don't care for.
What girl?
The one that has those, like, hocus pocus teeth.
What? What does that mean? She has magic teeth?
They're like,
you've mentioned this before, so I'm trying to remember who it is.
It's the one, she was in that one with Tom Hardy, and he was like set in the 20s, and they were bootleggers, and she was like the tramp and the banging everybody. You know, she's got that. Anyway, if you'll see her. You'll know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, okay. I'll just Google, what was that phrase again? What kind of
teeth? Hocus-pocus teeth.
Hocus-pocus teeth.
Kelly Riley?
That's her.
Who?
Kelly Riley.
Ellie Riley. Ellen?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly Riley.
She's like a poor man's Jessica Chastain, but she's got those hocus-pocus teeth.
Oh, yeah, she totally does. I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was Jessica Chastain in the movie with Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Wait.
That was Lawless was the name of your...
Oh, Lawless. Yeah. Okay, so, all right, I got them confused.
Okay, so those
the
two...
The only thing I know she was in is True Detective. She was in...
Yes.
Yes. Well,
those two women and Bryce Dallas Howard are interchangeable, I suppose. So... let's see. What else is going on? You want to do some of these stories here?
Yeah. Sure.
You want me to do them? What do you mean to do?
Do you want me to do them or do you want
me to do them? You do them.
I'll do them. But you guys got to jump in. Don't leave me hanging.
Go ahead and you do them.
I don't ever hang. I just kind of pokes up.
Flop.
No, I don't flop. It's not big enough. It just kinda
you peek. You peek out.
You got to do like a tiddlywink.
Yeah. Peeks out of the briefs because I still wear little white briefs. Nice and tight. Keep those balls up there. Charlie Brown is back on broadcast TV. How about that? The people pitched and moaned, and for some reason now you can watch Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving special and the Christmas specials. They're going to both be on. What are they on? PBS?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. PBS, yeah.
I mean,
it's a good call.
It is a good call, but who didn't have access to watch them that wants to watch them? And besides, are millennials probably grew up on it, but the Generation Z and any young people, do they even care about Charlie Brown?
No, it's mostly just the people that watch PBS.
Well, it's people that don't have HBO Max that are used to seeing it every year and wanted to watch it again this year, but didn't want to pay for HBO Max.
Beyond baby boomers and Gen X and some of the millennials, who cares about Peanuts? And I don't even like that Thanksgiving special. That's the one I was like, okay, I like the Halloween one. I like the Christmas one. Don't give a shit about the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving one is whack.
Yeah, it's newer than the other two, isn't it?
I don't know if it's newer. I like the Great Race Charlie Brown better than the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown.
I like that too. That's a movie, right? That was a movie. Yeah, I like that film. Is that what's the one with no dogs allowed?
That's it. Snoopy come home or something.
Yeah, that's right. Snoopy runs away. Dresses up like Spike and commits a series of felonies throughout the Midwest. I guess if you can watch it on HBO Max or you can watch it on PBS. I didn't know that those two things were so interchangeable because HBO is carrying, what, Sesame Street now? The gritty urban Sesame Street?
Yeah.
No, it's Apple TV, not...
Right.
HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Apple bought Peanuts.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I tried to watch the new Sesame Street on HBO, but there was too much jizz.
That's the whole problem with the new Sesame Street.
Yeah, there's just jizz and dicks.
Green
the damn jizz. His
entire fucking nest was filled with jizz.
What?
His entire nest was just filled with jizz.
Yeah, I know.
This Oscar the Grouch just skeeting in that can all day long.
Hey, Bird, I got a boner. Let the kids listen. Radio Labyrinth. Fun for the whole family. Big Bird.
Roping harpsichism.
Yeah. All right. Merry Christmas, Wonder Woman. What is that all about? So it's going to be in theaters?
No, I think it's going to be on demand.
It's going to be it's coming on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to release it in the theater and on HBO Max on Christmas Day.
So you can watch it for free if you have HBO Max?
Yes. Month. They're only going to have it on there for 1 month, and then after the month, they're going to pull it. And then it'll go back to
for an entire month while I watch it.
and then it'll go back to video on demand like you have to pay for.
Sexy Kristen Wiig as Cheetah. Ooh, she's so hot. Remember in the 70s and 80s, the Cheetah, whatever that character was like this. She wore like a skin-tight outfit, and she like was a sexy Cheetah woman. Kristen Wiig.
Well, come on now. Though, did you see the? I mean, I think she looks pretty good in the previews.
She does, but she's not what I, you know, she doesn't strike me as the statuesque Amazonian kick-ass Cheetah woman.
So, who would you cast as her?
Somebody with
tits. Available.
The lady on Mandalorian who everybody wants canceled because she's a Republican.
Gina Carino.
Yeah, because she needs to go, or I'm not going to watch this
show. What, like, who are you talking about?
Pardon?
Who are you talking about?
Gina Carino from The Mandalorian.
The MMA fighter chick.
Yeah, she was just in the most recent episode with...
that's her real name. I always think of her as the name of her movie. Haywire.
That was a good
every
movie.
Every time I see her, I think Haywire. Haywire. Yeah. That's it. Haywire. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they all want her canceled because she's a Republican. She needs to go. She's evil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Another movie coming out, but not until 2021. Coming to America, coming out on Amazon Prime. There were rumors that it was coming out December 18th. It's not coming out. But we've all been looking forward to this film. And so you're going to have to wait until March. So maybe by March.
That's what I think we're thinking. They're maybe hoping the vaccine's going to hit and movie theaters will open back up by March. But if not, then it'll be on Amazon.
How are these theaters going to stay open?
Well, they're going to either have to be bailed out or a lot of them are going to close. That's just the way it's going to be. That's going to be a lot of things, unfortunately. But hopefully there's capital from, you know, like some other company, some other person with money will say, well, all right, I'm going to buy this movie theater. Maybe they'll be independent. They'll have to deal with independent theaters again instead of these colossal chains that collapse. Wouldn't that be nice? It would be nice if there were more independent businesses than chains. Because chains, like, look at Amazon, for instance. It's not a restaurant chain or whatever, but everything you need, you can get from Amazon instead of having to go to the store. And so you're going to have a whole downtown. You know, like Amazon's like the mall was in the 80s. Yeah, the mall is making our town close down all of its shitty overpriced stores. I like to pay shitty prices for crap at you know what I'm talking about, Main Street guy. Yeah. But I'm sick and tired of seeing all day long UPS, FedEx, Amazon, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, all day long, up and down the fucking road. So that'll be one great thing about this another great thing about this pandemic ending is that won't happen anymore. Or it might. Who knows? I don't care.
Everyone's going to switch to DHL.
Yeah, right. There's your package, fuckface. Coming to America 2. Can't wait to see it. I'm sure it'll be funny. And I'm an Arsenio Hall fan, so he's not in the zeitgeist at all, but it would be nice to see him again, because I always thought he was super funny, and I even liked his show.
Loved his show.
Yeah, the show was iconic.
Yeah, I mean, but I know a lot of people back there like, I'm not watching Arsenio Hall, he sucks. Oh, fuck you, he's funny, watch the show, shut up. He gave us Clinton, right? Clinton came out and played the saxophone on Arsenio Hall, if I'm correct, yeah.
Yep.
So, anyhow, what else is going on? I watched a video that was shared on this story I'm going to talk about. I watched a video that was shared by Bert Kreischer. And he said, I have to do this. I agree. And it was Dave Chappelle talking about, you know, telling a couple stories about his early career and what led him to be who he is as a person. And basically, he was able to get Netflix to drop the Chappelle show. So I got to say bravo to Netflix because he doesn't get any money for it. And what is the other one? HBO Max is not going to drop it. So Dave Chappelle actually called for a boycott of the Dave Chappelle show. He said, I want you to boycott me. Did you guys see that?
When he hosted Saturday Night Live, he said, It was on Netflix, but he wasn't getting paid at all for it. So he's like, don't watch it.
Yeah, well, Netflix took it down and HBO Max still has it. So he's like saying, I want you to boycott me. So that's pretty cool. I think he's got some balls, but he always has. But, you know, he doesn't make a dime off of it. So I kind of support him on that. A lot of people don't make any money off of the stuff that they've done, but he put his heart and soul into that and he got fucked. So I won't. I'll watch it on YouTube. That way I'm stealing it.
Yeah, he said that he didn't make, you know, everybody talks about all the money that he made from Comedy Central off the Chappelle show. When he walked, mm-hmm. he broke his contract. They didn't they didn't pay him anything.
Right.
So, I mean, he's, you know, they're just using him, you know, to make money. And Netflix is smart enough. I mean, they didn't even exist when that was going on, at least in the streaming format.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's, you know, he I think has a little more pull with them, but HBO's a juggernaut that just, you know, they don't care.
Yeah. Well, would any of you guys watch it anyway now?
Well, I have been watching it. I watched the.
You were watching it on Netflix?
Yeah, just because it was so accessible. I have it on DVD, of course, but, you know, whoever gets out of damn DVD anymore. But
you're going to have to eventually.
I mean, since it was on, I watched, you know, of course, Rick James and a few others that I like. But Rick James, I don't care how many times I watch it. It's just as funny as the first time that I watched it. It never gets old.
Oh, hell yeah. It's funny. It's all Rick James and the Prince one. They're both funny as fuck.
Yeah, any of them with Charlie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, God, Charlie. Oh, the player haters, the player hating through time.
Yeah. Or the race. What was it? The race draft?
The racial, racial draft.
Yeah, that was great too.
Yeah, Bill Burr was so great on a lot of those sketches too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he wrote a lot of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one with Christian Finnegan where they do the parody of Real World.
Real World.
That was great.
His girlfriend starts getting banged by all those dudes in the house and he's just like, oh. That's hilarious shit. So a couple more on here. What is this? First of all, rest in peace to the Wipeout contestant.
I don't know what happened. I just saw that story and it just caught my attention that the show Wipeout, you know, where they do, it's like an obstacle course or whatever. Yeah. Dude died while they were doing it.
What happened to him?
It said he died after he completed the course.
Yeah, in an episode.
I could see if he died doing a stunt, but he died after he finished.
Huh.
As Jeff so kindly said, he wiped out.
Yeah, it's called Wipeout for a reason. But how'd they let this guy run the course? There was no kind of screening or anything?
They said that they check everybody. They do a full medical on every single person that's on the show. They're supposed to be 100% healthy.
Well, medical tests like that only try to gauge to a certain point. If that person pushed it past that point and kept going, I mean, if he died like 30, 40 minutes afterwards, yeah, his body was trying to readjust and it just couldn't do it. I've heard of people having heart attacks that way after a lot of physical exertion and then resting and then that's it.
And you never know, like, if they had some heart condition that they've always had that.
Or genetic or something, you know.
Something like that.
And somebody posted something here. I didn't really look at it. Pizza Hut customers are freaking out over a gross new menu item. What is that?
They have got a Christmas pizza in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's got rotisserie chicken, bacon, sage, onion stuffing.
Gross.
And a red wine gravy sauce.
Who came?
There's where you lost me.
Yeah, well, who the fuck came up with that? I wish we'll make the most disgusting pizza we've ever heard of and start selling it right here in England. How about that?
And it's a Redbox troll. That sounds like some shit he would come up with.
English cuisine leaves quite a bit to be desired to begin with. So,
excuse me, I have another idea for Pizza Hut. Would you take, listen, first of all, you take a pizza crust,
and then you put blood pudding down on it as its base. Then you add two kinds of baked beans, and on top of the baked beans, you put brown bread, spotty dick if you like, and then you take some of the grossest cheese you ever heard of, and you dump it all on top, and then maybe sprinkle some Marmite on it. Yeah? How about that, eh? Let's have that pizza, and then we can wash it down with a Carling.
No, thank you.
Oh, all right, try this one. Shepherd's pie pizza made with diced lamb's meat. Or we take some of those Chinese dogs that were, you know, going to be eaten, that are being taken to New York City, and we get the boat and we bring them over here and we have a little dog pizza. It's got to be better than that other one. Sorry, Steph, I know you love them, but... dog pizza.
Save that for Easter pizza.
You know what I think we ought to do? I think every time a dog has its balls snipped off, we put them on the pizza. How about that? No?
Yeah. All right. Dog ball pizza.
Dog That'll ball. Be for Halloween.
Dog ball pizza every year right here in New Hampshire.
Well, I guess that most of the people in the UK were pretty upset about it, and they all took to Twitter and were like saying that it was gross and wrong.
Yeah, it is. This is disgusting.
But there were a few people that were kind of irritated that they didn't put cranberry sauce and sausages on it.
So just put more shit on it. It's like that pizza that the Olsen twins make in that video, you know, put it on the pizza. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh God, yeah, the video you used to.
Yeah,
they're like P-I-Z-Z-A.
Right, I got obsessed with the slow down version.
P-I-Z-Z-A. Are you ready to make a pizza?
Anyway, I got a couple of rest in peace. Rest in peace to David Dinkins. He was the mayor of New York City in the late 80s. Until he was in between Ed Koch and Rudy Giuliani. So I guess, 94, something like that, 90 to 94, whatever. David Dinkins was the first African-American to become mayor of New York City. And oddly, the last. That's pretty weird for a major city like that. But
it's all Italians.
Yeah.
Now it's just the mob.
Well, de Blasio is not Italian. He's some German guy who changed his name to sound Italian. A real piece of work, that fella. Giuliani, he is, you know, he was America's mayor for quite some time. And then he screwed himself by aligning himself with idiots like Sidney Powell. And we're going to find that Kraken. We're going to release the Kraken and count all those votes. Oh, it's already been certified? Well, we're going to uncertify it. That's what we're going to do. And we're standing in front of a lawn and garden center. anyway, so rest in peace. David Dinkins, I mean, it's just a blip in your memory, unless you grew up there and you had WPIX or you were, you know, in that the media zone of New York City. Howard Stern at the time just made fun of him incessantly. And you can find a couple of the bits on YouTube, but I imagine they're, as soon as somebody gets a little traction, they're going to get pulled because they are, quite frankly, racist and pretty insensitive by today's standards. But you had guys like Billy West who did the impression of David Dinkins and, in fact, wore blackface and an Afro wig and a fake mustache on Howard's Channel 9 show. So this is how different things were 30-some years ago. But they're funny, and, you know, it's quite awful that – anyway, rest in peace, David Dinkins. He was – according to everybody I knew back then, they liked him a lot, but you just couldn't turn the tide with that Republican onslaught in 94 or whatever it was. Whenever Giuliani became the mayor and Governor Pataki took over the state as governor. So anyway, that's enough. I'm not being political. I'm just saying, do you guys have any memory of David Dinkins at all?
No.
Yeah, I just remember I lived in New York during his.
Yeah, you did.
And you're every time you see an old gray-haired black guy walking down the street, you go, oh, it's David Dinkins.
I feel like they mentioned him on Seinfeld.
They probably did.
I felt like he got mentioned on there a couple times.
He was a good replacement for Ed Koch. I mean, they had Ed Koch forever, you know. And what other city do we talk about? Is aside from your own, what other cities do we talk about the mayor? You know, like Chicago, you used to talk about Richard Daley and all those corrupt guys. And now they have some lady. But anyway, talking about Stern, I thought about another Stern bit with Billy West from 1993, and I'll explain why in a second. In local Atlanta radio news, my old morning show, not the regular guys, the one that was good, but the one that's on now on that radio station where I used to work, Rock 100.5, you had the Bailey and Southside show. Apparently, Steve said, as a joke, he said, I wish Michael Jackson were still alive so he would molest my son and I could get the settlement money.
Jesus.
So a rather innocuous
joke. Nice work, Steve.
I don't know what's worse, the joke or the fact that he's pulling up Michael Jackson jokes.
Well, I mean, what other famous person are you going to say? I mean, who else?
I mean, yeah.
I was also, I ain't gay. Anyway, no, but but Michael Jackson's still big enough. People remember that. But if you know him and you worked with him as long as I have, you know that's a throwaway line. And he didn't mean it. He wasn't saying that, he wasn't making fun of the fact that people have been molested or get molested. He was just saying, hey, I'll take the payday. Sure, it's kind of goofy and everything, but he got suspended, and so did his host, you know, the Walking Spittoon. He got suspended, but then the Walking Spittoon was able to come back before Steve. And I think it's kind of ridiculous. I think one or two people complained. And it became what it is. I texted him and said I thought it was bullshit, but he, you know, of course, didn't write me back.
So yeah. Did Brandy do the show by herself for a week or what?
I don't know. I don't listen to that station. First of all, I'm a bookie, but I don't listen to it in general anyway because I'm tired of classic rock. And if I want to hear classic rock, I'll listen to The River, which is our classic rock station.
Do they play classic rock? I thought they played like, you know, Leper Animals. I thought that was just all a burner, like just a Nickelback.
Who, Rock 100.5?
Yeah, I thought that's all they played.
Well, they play that shit, but they also play like AC/DC. You know, they're
all Creed all day.
That's right.
Rock 100.5.
Prison.
Rock 100.5, lock it in and rip the knob off until your kid gets molested by Michael Jackson and you get a big payday. So anyhow, it reminded me of that old bit. In 1993, a girl was kidnapped on Long Island and kept in a basement. And the way Howard Stern handled it was they did a parody called The Monster of Mayberry. But the premise of it is that Floyd the Barber kidnapped Opie and locked him in his basement and molested him. And they do the voices of Nancy and Barney. I sent it to you. Did you watch it, Steph?
Yes, yes. I mean, so wrong, so very wrong.
Oh, yeah. Opie. And at the end of it, you know, they find Opie and like, well, boy, get home. You got chores to do. And he's like, I'm going to stay here with Floyd. He doesn't make me do chores and he's a good kisser. So that's a cancelable offense if you were to do something like that these days. But it was a funny bit, I thought. I don't know. Maybe my sense of humor is skewed. That's
funny.
I think Steve should go back to doing his cakes again. That's when it was good.
Oh, the cakes?
In my stall. Cakes.
In my stall was fake.
But it was funny, though.
Originally, it was real, but then he started faking it. And I had to do it when he wasn't on the show, so believe me, it's easier to fake it than it is to try to sit in a bathroom and talk to people, especially at the Cumberland Mall. Okay? Hey? El hermano en el baño. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to do a radio bit. Can you act surprised? Fuck you, man. Radio bit, like a guy like Steve, when he was younger and he did stunt stuff, like radio stunt stuff, you got to have balls to do that. And he has them, and he doesn't need to do it now. I wouldn't do it now, but he had them. And when he wasn't on the show, the regular guy's show for those couple of years, you know, it wasn't a very long time. You know, when 2004, everybody got fired. And then they came back whenever 05 or 06. And they wanted me to do those stunts. And I was just, I'm not doing that. And Eric would get mad at me because there's no no in improv. I said, well, taking off your shirt and standing on the corner isn't improv. But I just didn't have, I didn't have the nuts. You know what I mean? I didn't have the balls. You know who did after Steve? Seabass. Seabass from the Regular Guy show.
I was scared for him.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. I thought he was going to get killed. I mean, there were times when he would be threatened. Okay, the last time I did stunts, and this was the Regular Guy show without Eric. So we did this. Seabass would pretend to be a guy from the media interviewing people, and I would dress up like a homeless man or be drunk and try to interrupt the interview. It was called Interview Interrupted, and I thought a couple times I was going to get beat up. And we ended that because Larry got fired. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, it's scary. You don't know what people are going to do. You know, you couldn't do it now, although he does. I saw a video. Seabass
is nailing people for not returning their cards at the grocery store now.
Yeah, but then there's one video I saw it on E Fucked. He confronts a guy jerking off in a pot in a parking lot. Hey, what are you doing over there, sir? Maybe you hadn't ought to do that there, sir.
I think that was part of his shopping cart thing.
It was.
He stumbled upon the dude jerking off.
I sent him the link. I go, oh, I didn't know you had done this. This is funny. And he goes, well, I wouldn't have looked at that dirty site like you. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's a funny site. It's like porn comedy. Anyway, don't go look at it, kids. Efucked, EFUKT.com. Don't look at it. It's terrible.
Anyway.
Anyway. All right. So I guess that's the latest breaking Radio Labyrinth podcast news.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Now, what?
Good job, man.
All right. So I'm trying to find my notes, and I can't find them. So if you just give me 1 second, I'll transfer my notes, okay? Talk amongst yourselves.
That's a cool shirt, Dustin.
Oh, thank you.
The radio.
You can talk about other things besides Dustin's shirt.
For those of you listening to the podcast, Dustin has a cool shirt on.
Yeah.
What's it? It's my radio shirt.
Describe it.
Well, it's got a radio on it, and it's like an 80s boombox.
That's what I wanted. Was like a t-shirt that I wanted for us was a mixtape. Mixtape with our name on it.
Well, let's make one.
We'll get on that.
I would love that.
Hey, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, who are open. And you can go to their website and find out all that information. You can go in there, sit down, have yourself a nice, delicious meal, bring the family. They have a great staff and a great owner. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro. Their website is atlantapizzagyro.com. You can order online and when you order online, you can do pickup or delivery, and you don't have to pay till you get there. So don't worry about that. You don't have to pay ahead of time. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro wants to thank everyone who has been supportive to them and to other restaurants through these tough times for the entire industry. And listen, if you have been to Atlanta Pizza and Gyro, I implore you, please leave a review on Google. And we can't forget our friend Brett Perkins, who I did reach out to. Brett Perkins, I said. But I haven't heard back from him. Get Brett Perkins, I said, the super across the way. And his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They have all of your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2005 with a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, so who's ready to play Red Lips with me, the Red Box Troll, who's modeled sort of after the star of Lolita? And we all know who that is. It's James Mason. Nobody wants to play?
Yeah, I'll play.
I thought it was rhetorical. I didn't know we had to.
I need acknowledgement. I will not be ignored, Dan. Okay. Who's fucking?
I'm sorry. I was screwing on my lid. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Screw your lid on.
Screwing on your lid.
Screw the lid on. Okay, let's start with Dustin. Dustin, give me a gender. Now, don't be crazy. There's 60 of them, so pick one.
Female.
Okay. Stephanie,
A plot of land.
A plot of land?
Mm-hmm.
The mountains? What the hell are you talking about? A plot of land?
A plot of land, like a farm or a shopping mall, parking lot, or...
A farm. Is a
farm. Oh, that's the actual word, so pick another one.
A shopping mall parking lot.
Okay, all right.
Graveyard, yes.
North Point Mall. North Point Mall.
Okay, Jeff, a province or a state?
Northwest Territory.
Somebody remembers Canadian geography. Dustin, a type of school?
Montessori school.
Stephanie, major city?
Albuquerque.
Spell that. I'll do it phonetically.
Albuquerque.
That doesn't help.
I believe it's Albuquerque.
What a dumb fucking word. Jeff, type of population. So in this, you're looking for like rural or urban or suburban, something like that.
Urban.
Who's next?
Dustin.
I am.
Verb. Past tense.
Slid.
Stephanie, adjective.
Loosely.
That's an adverb.
Oh, damn.
Loose.
Loose.
There you go.
Jeff, type of animal.
A warthog.
Warthog, okay. Dustin, disgusting nickname.
Pookie.
Pookie, okay. Dookie or Pookie?
P, Pookie.
Okay. Stephanie, adjective.
Slimy.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Jeff, verb.
Spit.
Shit?
Spit.
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 Oh,
S-I-T.
Yeah. All right. Dustin, a holiday. Any holiday.
Easter.
Stephanie, verb.
Jump.
Hang on. Jeffrey, adjective.
Violet.
Violent or violet?
Violet.
All right. Let's see. We only have one more, Stephanie, and it's a proper noun. Okay, listen. I'll make it easy for you. Family member.
Okay, grandma.
All right, let's see if this one works. Ready? Here we go. Country female Rebecca has spent most of her life in a mall parking lot in the Northwest Territory. And when she goes away to Montessori School in Albuquerque, Rebecca immediately feels out of place in the daunting urban setting. Rebecca immediately feels out of place in the daunting urban setting. She is slid by a loose party warthog named Pookie, who convinces the slimy Rebecca to sit in the city. When Easter break jumps around, Rebecca, no longer a violet farm girl, invites Pookie back to Northwest Territory, where he pretends to be her grandma.
Son-in-law.
Bingo.
Yeah, I was going to say son-in-law, too. I wasn't sure.
I was stumped. That was a good one.
I thought it came out funny.
It's did.
Grandma part fucking put the icing on that. That's actually pretty funny.
My grandma.
Grandma.
Not enough dildos.
No, but there's always time for more dildos.
Now's the time we thank all of our Radio Labyrinth producers. Producer is a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member who donates $25 a month or more to our podcast. So, without further ado, thank you, Chad Shepherd, who is also a sponsor, who comes in at the $50 mark, and we appreciate it very, very much. Chad has been a member since October 6th, 2017, and we love you for it. Also, thank you to Brian Smith, Eric Malmstrom. Eric has been with us for almost 4 years. John Sutherland, member since 2018. Keith Tate, since October 14th, 2016. Matt Carter, since November 12th, 2016. Mike D, since August 1st, 2018. Tim Slayton, Sean Hall, since April 22nd, 2018. Todd Ellis, a member since January 19th, 2020. He's the youngest one. And last but not least, Emily Warren, who joined up on May 19th, 2018. Thank you to each and every one of you so very much.
All right, let's talk about what we watched. I assume everybody watched Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It was the most Star Wars-y Star Wars ever.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why do you say that? Because of the guy wearing the jeans and the t-shirt watch?
It was very Star Wars-y.
Yes, it was. I loved the TIE Fighter. I mean, it had everything that you could possibly want in it. That was pretty fucking cool, I thought.
Take the red wire and put it where the blue wire was.
Yeah.
That smoke poured out.
Yeah. No, take the blue wire and put it in with the red wire. No, I like him lifting up his helmet to, what was he, eating soup or drinking something?
If Pedro quits the Mandalorian, they can just get all the fans to do that voice. Anything?
Boba Fett?
Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah. But why would he quit?
Do that voice. Well, because they're saying he wants to quit because they never show his face.
Oh.
What? Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yep.
I don't know. He's really good in it, though. You know what I mean? And they're not even
him in the costume most of the time.
Yeah, but they don't prevent him from doing other work. So go do other work and stay with the Mandalorian. Don't quit.
Yeah. It's a way to get more money, but you know.
It was an exciting episode, I thought, from start to finish. Again, it was a nice, tight story. You had a lot of Empire in it. You had a lot of funny moments with Baby Yoda and whatever his name is, the kid. What is he, the child? Is that his name? We're supposed to not say.
So far, it's the child.
Yeah, the child. And I wonder if by the end of the season, they're going to get him with his people. Are they taking him? Where are they taking him? Because we don't even know what planet Yoda was from, right?
No, nobody knows.
Well, there's been some leaks this week.
Spoiler alert.
On the new show. Yeah. Supposedly, his name is supposed to be mentioned in this next episode.
Okay.
And also, the connection has been made to Thrawn from now. If you'd have to watch the cartoon series,
which one?
Rebels
or Clone Wars?
Clone Wars has some portions, but most of it is Rebels, and that's what they're pulling a lot of the history from, especially from Katie Sackhoff's character. That she plays in the cartoon, she's playing, you know, that role, and that's going to be tied in with, the timeline goes that Thrawn took over a section of the universe in between, the Empire falling and the First Order starting.
Okay.
And he kind of was like a warlord, and they think that, Moff Tarkin works under him.
Who? Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon is working through him, and that's going to be what they're saying. It's going to connect the old trilogy with the new trilogy, the time in between Jedi and the Force Awakens. It's going to fill in that gap of history.
Now, to know about the black saber that Moff Gideon has, and that that Katie Sackhoff's character wants, you have to go back and watch one of those animated
shows,
right?
Yeah, because she is ultimately, she's supposed to be the one that possesses the Darksaber, but and puts the new Mandalore on the throne.
So
we her.
Is she a force power? And is Moff Gideon a force power? Do they have
no?
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No.
Instead of midichlorians.
And that's what they were. They in the show that they he did try to take midichlorians and clone and try to imbibe new the dark troopers, the ones he was inspecting at the end of the show.
Wait a minute now. Back up. What are the dark troopers?
They're like a specialized. It's like a half human, half android stormtrooper. But he was. I think that's. A lot of people think they were trying to make Snoke.
That's what I saw. They're trying to make Snoke.
But I think that's. I think that's what your mind jumps to first. But I think that it was more of him trying to make not Snoke, but those dark troopers.
So Steph and Jeff, do you guys dive into it like this?
Yeah, some.
I started watching the archive stuff that W.O. Brown told us to watch, the companion episode.
Yeah, that's only for season one.
Yeah, but I mean, I went back and started watching those. So I learned more from that, I guess. But no, I don't like get into the
videos. Dustin, what's a good breakdown video to watch that isn't like some goofball millennial? Hey, we're talking about Yoda.
If
there is an animal.
I mean, there's so many.
I know there's a lot of them. A good one.
I'll send you a few, and I'll also put some links on the video.
Okay.
As well for others. I can't think of you off the top of my head.
How many episodes are left this season? You got to think, what, 4 or 5?
I was doing 10. We're on 4. Yeah, at least 5, I would think.
All right. I'm trying to look and see if there's anything that we... I have to get Showtime, Jeff. I mean, I watched the first episode of Moonbase 8, and it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The Travis Kelce scenes are funny as shit. He's just like a dick.
Yeah.
So that's really funny. And I want to watch the documentary series about the Comedy Store, and I want to watch the Belushi documentary. So it looks like we're going to have to get Showtime back.
Yeah, the Belushi documentary was really good.
What else?
I didn't dwell on his death. The last 5 minutes.
Yeah, our friend Matt, who lives in Korea, was telling me he really enjoyed that aspect of it as well. See, I didn't really watch an awful lot. I'll go through it really quick. But Steph and Jeff, you guys were absolutely right, and so was W. Earl Brown. Wayne is fucking amazing.
I haven't finished it yet. Have you?
No. We just watched the first episode, and I made Caitlin watch it with me because she's from Boston, and her brother lives in that town where the show starts. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. So some of that Boston stuff, she laughed at and thought it was cool. The guy from Oz. I'm having a brain fart right now. What's his name? He was on SVU, and the dad who has his nose bit off. What is his
name? Mayhem.
Yeah. The
Mayhem guy.
Yeah.
The Irish dude. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny. I mean, but I didn't know what to expect when the show opens, you know, with he's just getting the shit beat out of him and he's throwing the ice in through the windows. But his character, it was so good from start to fucking finish. So I hope the series is that way. And you guys are saying that it is. So we're going to
finish it. So fucking good.
Yeah.
We've been doling it out. I think we've only got 2 episodes left. So we've just kind of been spacing it out. But you know, the show, it's, based on that guy's childhood growing up there. And in fact, that first story, over the very first episode whenever he throws the rock, it was based on something that he saw when he was a kid growing up there. There was a kid there that did that. He got the absolute shit kicked out of him, and he got up, picked up a rock, and then broke the window and was just like, fuck you.
Now, is it set in now, or is it set in the 80s or 90s? I can't tell. Because he has a boombox and he's listening to metal, but it looks modern, some of the cars, but I haven't seen a cell phone. So these are stupid things I think about. But it's weird. It's been on YouTube for over a year, right? And it's just now on Amazon?
Yep.
I was surprised that the kid that plays Wayne is Irish.
Yep.
Very Irish.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah, he was in Sing Street. It was a movie that came out a couple of years ago, and it's an amazing movie, and he plays one of the band members. And you wouldn't recognize him hardly with a mullet and glasses, but and an Irish accent that you have to really almost put subtitles on.
Oh, like for that movie Snatch? I know they're not Irish, but I had to watch that with subtitles.
Yeah, very similar.
If they don't do something with what's his face, dude that plays Perry Mason, the Americans,
Matthew Rhys.
Yeah,
they don't do something where Matthew Rhys plays this kid's dad, because my God,
yes,
he looks just like him, like a young version of Matthew Rhys.
Matthew Rhys is English, isn't he?
Yeah.
What happened to all the American actors? I guess they're not allowed working. And then so after I watched the first episode of Wayne on YouTube, I was recommended another series that I'd never heard of called Weird City. And I read the description. It's a show by, what's his name? Jordan Peele. He produced it. And it's like a futuristic city where there's the wrong side of the tracks and the right side of the tracks and the rich people live in the da-da-da-da-da, and you get assigned a mate. And I saw it had Ed O'Neill in it and you know, Geordi from Star Trek. Why can't I think of names tonight? I guess I'm very tired. That might have something to do with it. Normally I do, but maybe I didn't have enough water today. What is his name? Somebody tell me and smack me in the face.
LeVar Burton.
Did anyone else watch this show?
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right. Well, I'm not going to spoil any of it. Just do yourself a favor and watch the first episode. Ed O'Neill is so funny in it, and it's worth it just to see him. If you like Ed O'Neill, you're going to like this show. So we'll see. What else did I watch? I watched the latest episode of A Teacher. I didn't think I was going to like that show, but I do. I really like that show. I like the kid. I think he's doing a very good job of playing a kid who's banging a hot teacher.
I like watching the clips.
What clip? Oh, yeah. You like the flashback clips?
Or whatever clips they show the next day.
Oh, you don't watch it?
No.
No, no one else is watching it. Just me.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
You wouldn't say this is a part of the new ambient television wave.
What's ambient?
Where it's like it's a show that you don't not like, but you don't like, but it's something that you can just have on in the background when you scroll on your phone.
Oh yeah, definitely that.
Okay, so yeah, there's like I just watched that Emily in Paris shit. I watched the whole thing. I did not like it, but I did not not like it. And it was on. It didn't really, I didn't have to give it too much of myself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to undoing.
There's a whole trend of this is what they're now calling it, ambient television, where that's what they're going for.
There's so much that's not ambient television. Like, that sucks. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense because that's how everybody watches TV now. But there's shows you can't watch Mandalorian that way. You can't watch Fargo that way. You can't watch Wayne that way. There's certain shows that you have to pay attention because it's worth it if you pay attention. Right?
And then sometimes you just want something in the background. You know, maybe I'll have Counting Cars on for 8 hours in a row. It's just, it's back there. It's on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can go to it or I can go back into something else.
And let's see. I watched a show. There's a podcast channel on YouTube also called Fall of Civilizations, and the guy does these documentaries, and they're really good. He somehow gets video elements, so he must pay because it's, you know, he gets millions of views. Fall of Civilizations, an episode from a month or so ago called the Sumerians, episode 8, Fall of the First City. So if you're into history and you're into cool shit like that, I highly recommend that. In fact, I'll just make that my staff pick. And then I'll be shutting up here in a second. But I'm not caught up on Fargo. I haven't watched this week's yet. The black and white episode from last week was, I thought, beautiful television. I thought the story was told well. I thought the acting was great. And the visual aspects of it, especially the tornado, I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
People haven't seen it, but it was really good. Steph, did you guys, and Dean, did you guys watch it?
I kind of noped out of that show.
Dustin, Jesus fucking Christ. Remember when I did that last year? You're on our panel.
Oh, yeah. Did you call me Dean?
Yes, it was an accident. Did you guys watch that?
I watched it.
No, I haven't.
Steph?
No, I noped out of that show.
Oh, you did nope out of it. I thought you were going to get back
in. Oh, Chris Rock, that's so fucking good this whole season.
It's Schwartzman, really.
Oh, you don't like Jason Schwartzman?
No, it's just very, you know, me and Ira talked about this. It's very Fargo dangerously to me. You know, it's just.
You fucking assholes.
Yeah, yeah. He's just so fucking Piscopo with it. And it's too, it's. Yeah.
You shouldn't hang me on a hook, Johnny. My father hung me on a hook once.
That's what I feel like I'm watching.
Once. Yes. It does look like it with that cheesy mustache.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy him in that role. He murdered the whole thing for me. It wasn't Chris Rock. He didn't take me out of it. It was Schwartzman. I just couldn't do it. He was too cartoonish.
I do agree with you that I don't buy him in a role like that.
Mm-hmm. And to me, him and the brother.
Well,
they're great together.
They are great together, but I don't see Jason Schwartzman ever being a mob boss, in spite of the fact that his mother was in The Godfather.
Right.
No longer you. Shut up, you guinea bitch. Mind your own business.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be a godfather, but that nurse chick killed the godfather in the first episode.
I know.
Crazy. Don Fada.
I know. Don Fada. So anyway, I listened to a bunch of podcasts. Artie Lang is back with Letters to Artie number one, and it's just him responding to letters. Free? Huh?
Is it free?
It was on whatever, Apple Podcasts.
Cool.
I listened to WTF again this week with Michael J. Fox, which was really good. One of my favorite classic impressionists and comedians returned to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast this week, John Biner. So if you love old timey,
that was good.
Impression, yeah, it was. He's so, and he's sharp for his age, just mentally firing on all
cylinders. All those Ed Sullivan stories were hilarious.
Oh, they were. And so I asked for the book for Christmas. Hopefully it's on my Amazon list. I want to get Biner's book. Joe Rogan with Darnell Rawlings and Chappelle shows up toward the end. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the Thanksgiving episode of The Sopranos from season 3 called He Is Risen? Have you heard the good news? Actually, it's the one where they with Jackie Jr. and Meadow start dating. It's Thanksgiving, and then Janice's boyfriend is a narcoleptic who keeps falling asleep and waking up. Have you heard the good news? He is risen. So that's a really good episode, and that's the one they talk about. And I love that show, man. It's just these two guys, they break each other's balls. Quit vaping. They break each other's balls.
Nobody's vaping right now, dude.
What am I hearing? No. I can't see, so I'm hearing. All right.
Not happening.
I might be too close to the mic. Sorry.
Yeah, quit breathing, Dustin.
I'm trying.
Way to breathe, no breath. They're just really good together. They're very funny, and I'm done. So whoever wants to go next, go next.
I watched this Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept seeing the Chiron for it, you know, when you turn Netflix on.
Right.
It's Australian sketch show, and maybe Lee Gambin told us about it, possibly.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking hilarious. It's like cross between Kids in the Hall and Monty Python, but like just absurd humor. It's hilarious.
Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Yeah, and it's got like a bunch of cameos like Ed Helms, Weird Al Yankovic.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to think who else.
Huh. I'll check that out.
The dude that plays Homelander.
Oh, from, yeah, okay.
Auntie, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Starr. There's only like 4 or 5 episodes, but they're fucking hilarious.
I wrote that.
Like, I think you should leave now. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's like that level of absurdity.
Okay, I definitely will check it out.
Yeah.
What else?
What else? I watched the third Moonbase 8, which was really funny.
So they only releasing it once a week? It's not binge.
They're all on demand, but Showtime's just running one a week.
Where are they on demand? On Showtime?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can watch all 8 of them at once if you want to.
Okay.
I watched Belushi Doc. That was really good. I watched that How To with John Wilson. Steph, you watched one of those, didn't you?
I did, the Small Talk one.
I watched all 4 of them.
Who was it? What was the listener that recommended that?
I forget who it was, but somebody said it was worth checking out, so I checked it out, and there's a lot of cocks in that, too.
Hey, anytime you see people recommend stuff to us on our social media, screen grab it if you can, and we'll mention it in the podcast.
It was a female listener.
That's okay. We don't discriminate. Why did you feel the need to bring that up? Like, I had to go, oh, no, fuck that.
I'm trying to remember who it was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, warning me. Hey, Tim hates women, so don't talk.
He does a whole episode on scaffolding, and he shows this clip of this gay porn where they got the dude, two dudes tied to scaffolding, and the dude's, like, going ahead and on both guys. And they show it for, like, a good 5 seconds. Just because it was scaffolding.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to fuck a dude on a scaffold.
It's still time. Yeah,
it's a funny show. The dude had a funny point of view.
Okay.
So that was... I Hate Susie. That's the other thing I watched. That's on HBO Max.
Any good?
It's the new Billy Piper show.
You like Billy Piper a lot.
I've liked her since Doctor Who.
That's pretty much all I've seen her in. I didn't watch that hooker show she was on.
Yeah, I did.
Well, of course you did.
It seems like it may be kind of autobiographical because she was on some like super big sci-fi show, and she was like a child star.
Wasn't she on a soap opera before she was on Doctor Who, like that big one in England, the East maybe. Or whatever?
But then her phone gets hacked, and these nudes of her get released.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like sex pictures and stuff, and the dude in the picture is like obviously not her husband.
Well, I hate
Susie. She's like up for a role in a Disney movie, and Disney's like talking now that she's had these pictures leaked.
Like Disney would do that. Disney would not do that nowadays.
No, they wouldn't hire her after she was hacked.
Well, I'm just saying that in this day and age, Disney, you look, sex positivity, right? Anyway.
Well, they try and be sex positive with her, but then some more stuff comes out in the photos. Like, people are, like...
Is she not wearing a mask or something? Because that's, like, the biggest crime.
No, they see, like, drugs in the background and stuff.
Oh, she voted for Trump.
But it's pretty good so far.
What's your staff pick?
Oh, my staff pick's The Flight Attendant. It's going to be on, is that Apple TV?
No, yeah, it's HBO Max.
That's HBO Max also. That starts on like the 28th. Hayley Cuoco's new show.
Comedy?
I don't know. It seems like it's based on a book. So it's probably got some funny moments. But I'll watch Hayley Cuoco in anything.
Sure.
I heard it's a dark comedy.
All right. See if that'll check that out. Yeah, don't forget our other staff pick, our joint staff pick. If you're still interested, the Jerky Boys thing is this Friday night. And since you wouldn't do the interview, we're not going to plug it, but you can find it on Google.
I kept bugging him, but he never got back to me.
He's busy as fuck. And plus, you got the impression that he doesn't like doing a lot of that stuff.
I'm sure he's like really shy in real life.
Yeah, it seems to me that is the case because he does all the stuff and then he disappears. And go ahead, Steph.
I didn't watch very much either. I've been watching that damn Animal Kingdom show. I watch that like every lunch hour and whatnot. It's such trash. But anyway, so I watched the Animal Kingdom show. Can't stop. And, The Undoing, which Jeff, I think, hate watches, kind of, but I like it, other than Nicole Kidman's face, which just it upsets me. Every time I watch the show, it fucking upsets me.
Why?
What has she done?
Her new face?
She had that John Bronco face freezer.
It's like she's drinking through a straw. It just wasn't necessary.
Right.
And it's almost too distracting sometimes. I have to, like, look away, just listen to her talk. But, this last episode was really good.
Okay.
So yeah, The Undoing and I watched the Kevin Hart stand up, some of it anyway.
Lame. I started it, but I was not into it after like 15 minutes. So I just shut it off.
It was very lame.
A lot of people on Twitter were bitching, saying he wasn't funny. He just talked about stupid shit.
It was, well, he's at his house, which is okay. Yeah. His house is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. But you know that the audience are all people that he knows. He's not going to let just any motherfuckers off the street in his house. So right away, it's not like you have a real audience. It's like your friends and family out there watching you up on your stage. And he was going on about having the vid. He had the vid. Blah, 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 blah. It just wasn't funny.
Well, that's too bad.
But my staff pick, I'm so jacked to the gills about the fact that Sugar Rush Christmas Edition Season 2 is back this week. I love Sugar Rush. And it's just, you know, they'll have like these people on there and they're just, it's just more dessert crap. You know, I ate pie out of a cup today. So this is what I, this is really the only thing I get enjoyment out of anymore. So I like watching people bake shit and then like eating baked things. So Sugar Rush. And then also today, which I haven't watched yet, is on Netflix, that new movie, The Hillbilly Elegy.
How is that?
Well, my friend at work, I was going to start it. She already started it this morning before work, and she watched, like, almost all of it. She said it was so good, and I'm dying to see it. And it's all about my roots, my fam, that whole Ohio River Valley, Kentucky coal miners, da-da-da-da. But Glenn Close is supposed to be great. Amy Adams is amazing. So, anyway, I would definitely say check out The Hillbilly Elegy.
All right. Dustin, you got anything?
Didn't watch that much. I actually, I'm about four episodes into, the chess show.
Oh yeah.
I like it. She's a little, now that I've seen some interviews and stuff with her, she's an odd bird.
Chess?
She doesn't watch anything that she's ever been in because she doesn't think that she's pretty enough to be an actress. Yet, she is an actress in very successful stuff.
Oh, you mean The Queen's Gambit?
The Queen's Gambit, yes. That's right. But yeah, she. It's good so far. I like it. I like the way that they're kind of pushing it along. Besides that, I didn't really watch that much more YouTube stuff. Lately, that's been about it. My staff pick is going to be Big Mouth. New season of Big Mouth starts on Netflix the 4th of December.
Is it the final season?
No, I don't think so. Well, they haven't said if it's going to be the final or not.
Oh, the sitcom.
So hopefully they can get another, the animated show. Hopefully they can get another another season out of it because, I mean, that's... It's right up there with South Park as far as pushing the boundaries on some of the content for sure.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph is fucking hilarious.
Yes, she is.
That's one of those shows that popped up like a year or two ago, right?
That's been 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, okay. What's that?
3 years, yeah. Oh, it was Big Mouth trying to start.
Oh, okay.
With its big mouth.
With its big mouth. Okay, that's your staff pick?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what do you guys think?
I think it's about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What?
It's Thanksgiving.
Well, I want everybody to enjoy the Thanksgiving is what I want to say. And I certainly hope that you get, you know, stuffed and you eat a lot of food and nobody gets sick. And if you go visit your family, just be safe and smart about it. Don't watch the stupid parade. Get baked in the afternoon after you eat, or in the evening, watch some football and watch whatever marathon is on, Planes, Trains, and Automobile, whatever. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing a scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for our Patreon members in our recast. So we're gonna wrap the show up, record that. And if you want to get it, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Until next week, please remember to
keep it.
And now we give a shout out to the rest of the donors. Aaron Roberts, Alan Barker, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Malazzi, Brian Jackson, Brian Nix, Buck Monterey, Chris Cosentino, Dave Benson, Denise Reynolds, Gwyn Ketchum, Herb Lamb, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Turman, Jesse Rosinski, Mark Weiland, Randy Reeves, Robert Kearns, Kevin Stokes, Wayne Blair, Ashley Rose, Chris Knight, JW, Kevin Schwartz, Lou Caniglio, Mary Fouquet, Ryan Wilson, Sam Wells, Walt Murray, Bradley A. Schumpert, Brandon C. Pilcher, Dustin Lawler, Jason Heft, Nick Starks,
Trent,
Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, David C. Funk, Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Robert Calderman, Sherry Dougherty, and Tim Slayton. Thank you all very much. We very much appreciate it, and thank you for sticking with us for so very long and all year in this crazy 2020 in which we live. Radio Labyrinth is recorded in front of a live studio audience. Well, the four of us, occasionally three, sometimes four, sometimes three, and is produced by you. For a complete list of Radio Labyrinth's awesome Patreon sponsors, just look at the show notes. Our intro theme was produced and performed by John Mark Lindell. Keep it canon.